My name is Joshua Mackinson, and the man that usually stands up here and speaks came up to me a couple Sundays ago out of nowhere and asked if I'd like to be a speaker in the youth rebellion taking place today. Although hesitantly, I decided, why not? Because all I have to do is stand up here and say a couple words. I think it's fair to have you know that my speech is but a distraction to keep all of you from noticing the overwhelming amount of children taking over the church in the background. No, but honest no, I'm glad to have been given this opportunity so that I can share with all of you the wonderful Word of God and talk about the priceless gift that we've been given in the gracious Savior who gave it to us. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, we read that Jesus has left a house that he was staying in and left to sit beside the lake. When he did this, a large crowd gathered around him. And there's probably no word to describe how large this crowd could have been. There were so many people, he had to get into a boat and out onto the water just so he wouldn't be overwhelmed by the sheer amount of people. For a quick comparison, imagine for a second Donald Trump. He's the president, so he's very popular, right? Wherever he goes, there's always a large crowd of people following him to hear what he says. We're talking thousands of people gathering around just to listen to him speak. If you have that image in mind, try to reimagine the scene with Jesus here out on the water. There are so many people here to listen to him that he can't get any breathing room to speak unless he actually separates himself by getting out onto the water. Only after he does this is he actually able to give them the teachings that they so desperately want to hear. While he was drifting near the shore on his boat, he started telling a lot of parables, which are stories that he would use to explain his teachings. Eventually, his disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?" In verse 11, it reads, he replies, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. That is why I use these parables. For they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand." Jesus goes on to tell some more parables, and eventually he tells the crowd a couple short but very meaningful ones. Personally, these two are my favorite out of all of Jesus' parables, and there are a lot. However, just like Jesus said, while its secrets are there for us to know, we have to be willing to listen to understand them. So this parable is called the Parable of the Hidden Treasure and the Pearl. It starts in Matthew 13, verse 44. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. So, in this parable, Jesus explains, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field." Imagine for a second that you're this man, that you're just walking along, and all of a sudden you randomly come across the rarest treasure possible. You'd be really happy, right? Now, if I was this man, I'd just get the treasure and get out of there. But he was actually so overwhelmed and happy to get this treasure that he buried it again, left and sold everything he owned, then went back and bought the whole field the treasure was buried in. I thought I misunderstood the story at first because this seemed like a pretty crazy move. So I read it again. "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field." He literally gave up everything he had just for this piece of treasure. At this point, I'm thinking to myself, why in the world would you get rid of everything you have? There's plenty of things in my life that I'm not willing to give up, let alone everything. But Jesus lets us know that through this parable, the gift of heaven is priceless. So this man sold everything he owned and bought this treasure. Now I'm thinking, so in order to get into heaven, I have to sell everything I own? The short answer is no. In fact, the price for heaven has already been paid, but in the price of blood. We sold all our sins to Jesus, and he took them to the cross and paid them for us. Because of his sacrifice, we can receive a gift of heaven for free. Without his willingness to give himself up for us, we wouldn't have such a cheap way into heaven. He wasn't just like, oh, I guess I'll probably die for everyone. He was very willing for it, and he was really happy to give it for us. Now we've been invited into eternal luxurious life, all because Jesus was gracious enough to give his life for our happiness. That is truly the ultimate treasure. Even with such a complex meaning already buried into the parable, Jesus goes on to tell one more. It's basically the same one, but we can pick up a couple different things from this one. It's the parable of the pearl, and it's a direct continuation from the parable of the hidden treasure. It starts in verse 45 and ends with the next verse. After telling the parable of the hidden treasure, Jesus goes on to say, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it." That was a bit shorter than the last one, so I'm going to read it again to take up time. "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it." So we have another man that gave all he had for this piece of treasure. This time it was just a pearl. The stories were very similar, but there's actually a part about this parable that makes it quite different than the other. Unlike the first man who just happened to stumble across his treasure in a field, the second one was actually looking for it. He didn't happen upon the great pearl by accident. He was just actually looking for it. Some people are like this man. They're searching for something that they want, but sometimes they can't find it. If they do find it, they're willing to give up a lot for it. Now, we have to ask ourselves a question. Would we do the same thing? In our walk with the Lord, what are we willing to give up for God? God may show up in someone's life just like a random treasure out in the field. He might show himself to someone that's looking for him. What would we do if we were them? I'd like to end my sermon with a couple questions. For one, are you looking for something greater than your life has to offer? Are you looking for something so extravagant and so great that you'll always feel at ease? Are you ready and willing to sell your sins to Jesus, leaving your old life behind in preparation for eternal life with our Savior? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the best way to achieve our goal is to do as Jesus did, in love.